The Parkland refinery has cut the city of Burnaby a $31,872.30 check to cover the cost of the fire department's emergency response to an industrial incident that sent a plume of burnt rubber stink across parts of Metro Vancouver in January. The city deployed 34 firefighters and 8 fire trucks to the refinery on January 21, forcing the fire department to backfill the positions to maintain a regular level of service, Fire Chief Chris Bocock told mayor and council at a meeting after the incident. Workers had tried to restart the refinery after a shutdown during extreme cold weather, and a blocked pipe had led to the emission, which included steam and sulfur dioxide, according to Parkland. All told, Bocock said the fire department response cost the city about $30,000. Mayor Mike Hurley criticized Parkland's communications during the incident, saying he had to find out through media reports that 9 Parkland workers asked for first aid. "This is not how good neighbors behave," Hurley said at a January City Council meeting. City Council also voted to have staff investigate a way to recover the cost of the fire department response. "While that sum may not be that large in the grand scheme of things, I still think Burnaby taxpayers should not be on the hook for this," Coun. Daniel Tetreau said at the meeting. "And it also sends a message that polluting companies will be held accountable for damages they cause in our communities." The city ultimately billed Parkland under the city's fire services bylaw. The refinery paid up on February 29th. According to a letter included in council correspondence posted online. The company said it values its relationship with the city and has begun efforts to establish a new trajectory of engagement going forward. Then it promised to throw in extra cash on top of the bill for the emergency response. "As a commitment to our value of community, and in being a good neighbor, we will also be increasing our social investment for this year by the same amount as the above payment." Follow Cornelia Naylor on X, Twitter @CornNaylor. Email cnaylor@burnabynow.com.